Good morning, and welcome to Simply Product Hunt. It's Wednesday, May 1st. On today's show, Quan.sh launches a revenue-generating invoice system, and AI Talk Radio makes waves in the world of artificial intelligence. Plus, find out how to earn screen time based on steps with Stride for a better life. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Product Hunt. We start off with OpenAI's GPT-4 language model, which has been making waves on Product Hunt, with a post announcing its launch garnering over 2,400 upvotes. For more on what makes GPT-4 noteworthy and how it's already being put to use, we turn to our technology correspondent. So, what sets GPT-4 apart from previous versions?
GPT-4 represents a significant advancement in OpenAI's language model technology. It showcases improved reasoning abilities, enhanced creativity, and the capacity to process both text and image inputs. These upgrades open up new possibilities for developers looking to create more sophisticated AI applications.
And one of those applications is already gaining traction, right? Something about AI assistance?
Exactly. An application called Assistance Hub has integrated GPT-4 to power its AI assistance. Assistance Hub allows users to create and customize their own AI chatbots or digital assistants, leveraging the natural language capabilities of GPT-4. This means the assistants can engage in more human-like conversations and provide more relevant, contextual responses.
Interesting. Can you tell us a bit about the technical side of Assistance Hub? What's it built on?
Assistance Hub is built using the Next.js framework, which is a popular tool for developing React applications. The developers have followed many of the best practices and design patterns established by the Next.js community. On the back end, Assistance Hub is currently hosted and deployed using Vercel, a platform created by the same team behind Next.js. However, the developers have mentioned plans to support other deployment options in the future, allowing for more flexibility.
So while GPT-4 itself is an OpenAI creation, Assistance Hub is a separate product that's just utilizing the language model.
That's correct. Assistance Hub is an independent application that has integrated GPT-4 as a component to power its AI assistance. This is a common practice in the AI development world. Companies like OpenAI provide the underlying models and APIs, which other developers then build upon to create their own unique products and services. So while GPT-4 is a crucial piece of the puzzle, Assistance Hub is its own distinct offering.
Thanks for the insights on how new AI technologies are being put into practice. Shifting gears to another practical tool for businesses, a new invoicing service called Quan.sh has launched on Product Hunt, promising to help businesses and freelancers generate revenue more efficiently. The tool offers a simple, subscription-free online invoice generator with features like quick setup, easy duplication of invoices, and scheduling. Here to tell us more is our correspondent. So what makes Quan.sh unique in the world of invoicing software?
The key differentiator for Quan.sh seems to be its commitment to being a free, user-friendly solution. Many popular invoicing tools require a paid subscription, which can be a burden for small businesses or those who only need to send invoices occasionally. By offering its core features at no cost, Quan.sh is trying to appeal to users who want a reliable but affordable way to manage their invoicing.
The Product Hunt listing highlights some specific features, like the ability to quickly duplicate previous invoices and schedule future ones. How do those capabilities help streamline the invoicing process?
Those features are all about saving time and staying organized. When you're able to easily duplicate an invoice you've already created, that cuts down on the work required for billing regular clients or for recurring services. The scheduling tool helps you stay on top of upcoming and outstanding invoices by letting you set reminders ahead of time. For busy entrepreneurs and small business owners, those time-saving features can make a real difference.
What are people in the Product Hunt community saying about Quan.sh so far? It looks like it's generated some early buzz.
Yes. Even though Quan.sh just launched, it's already attracted some positive attention and engagement. Several people have upvoted the product, and there's a comment praising the decision to host the Quan.sh website using just a host. which is another product that's popular with the Product Hunt crowd. That suggests the creators of Quan.sh have a good understanding of their target users and what appeals to them.
It's always exciting to see new products in this space that are really trying to solve pain points for small businesses and entrepreneurs. Invoicing and billing are such critical parts of running a business, but they can also be a big drain on time and resources. If Quan.sh can deliver on its promise of a simpler, more streamlined process, it could be a really valuable tool. We'll certainly be tracking its progress in the coming weeks and months. And speaking of exciting new products, on Product Hunt, an audio streaming platform called AI Talk Radio is making waves by leveraging cutting-edge technologies like Flutter, MongoDB, and OpenAI's GPT-4. Here to discuss how these tools are shaping the future of personalized audio content is our correspondent. First off, can you explain how Flutter is being used by AI Talk Radio?
Certainly, David. Flutter, an open-source UI software development kit created by Google, powers AI Talk Radio's seamless and responsive user interface across all devices. By utilizing Flutter, the platform ensures a smooth, visually appealing, and consistent experience for users, whether they're accessing the app on their smartphones, tablets, or desktops. Notably, Flutter has also significantly boosted AI Talk Radio's development speed, allowing the team to focus on delivering new features and enhancements to their growing user base.
It's clear that Flutter plays a crucial role in AI Talk Radio's success. Now let's talk about the platform's data management. How is MongoDB being utilized?
MongoDB, a leading NoSQL database, serves as the backbone of AI Talk Radio's data management system. With its flexible and scalable architecture, MongoDB enables the platform to efficiently handle vast amounts of data, which is essential for delivering personalized content to users based on their preferences and listening habits. By leveraging MongoDB's capabilities, AI Talk Radio can provide a tailored audio experience that keeps listeners engaged and coming back for more.
The ability to deliver personalized content seems to be a key differentiator for AI Talk Radio. How is OpenAI's GPT-4 being used to enhance this aspect of the platform?
GPT-4, the state-of-the-art language model developed by OpenAI, is revolutionizing the way AI Talk Radio curates and personalizes its content. By harnessing the power of GPT-4, the platform can analyze user preferences, generate relevant recommendations, and even create unique audio experiences tailored to individual listeners. This AI-driven approach to content curation sets AI Talk Radio apart from traditional audio streaming services, offering users a more engaging and dynamic listening experience.
It's fascinating to see how AI Talk Radio is leveraging these cutting-edge technologies, Flutter, MongoDB, and GPT-4 to redefine the audio streaming landscape. As the platform continues to innovate and enhance its offerings, it will be exciting to see how it shapes the future of personalized audio content. On that note, let's shift gears and discuss some other tools making waves in the tech community. Firebase from Google is at the top of that list. Here to break it down for us is our correspondent. So what's the deal with Firebase?
Firebase is a bit of a double-edged sword for many developers. On one hand, Google provides an impressive suite of features and functionality for free, which can be a huge boost for small teams and independent devs. But there's also a wariness about becoming too reliant on a single company's ecosystem, especially one known for sometimes abruptly changing course. It's a classic love-hate relationship, as one developer put it.
Another company in the spotlight today is RevenueCat. What are they bringing to the table?
RevenueCat is earning praise for simplifying the process of implementing payment systems and subscription models in apps. This is an area where many developers feel Apple's tools are somewhat lacking, so RevenueCat is filling an important niche. By making it easier to create sustainable revenue streams, RevenueCat is positioning itself as an ally to app makers.
Finally, a product called Screenshots Pro is also turning heads. What's the appeal there?
As you might guess from the name, Screenshots Pro aims to streamline the process of creating polished, compelling screenshots for App Store pages and promotional use. For developers who may be more focused on underlying code than visual design, tools like this can be a real time saver. One iOS developer summed it up by saying, "SO to screenshots.pro for making screenshot generation so simple and straightforward, with love, an iOS dev who doesn't have a UX-geared bone in his body.
It's always interesting to see which tools and platforms are striking a chord with the developer community. Thanks for the insights. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Product Hunt. We'll see you back here tomorrow.